Apologize for the delay. My name is Brad Farber. I am with Sirius Minerals. It's a fertilizer company out of the UK. And I'm going to be presenting on our branded product, Poly 4, which is a polyhalite fertilizer that will be mined in the northeast UK. And in this particular trial, we're looking at sulfur source for fresh market tomato production in Brazil, and it was done by Simone Mello and his associates at the University of Sao Paulo, Brazil, and Robert Meekin and Kieran Pavaluri are also authors, and they are Sirius Minerals employees based out of the UK. This is obviously not a readable slide, but we have to put this in there because we're a business, and it's basically a disclaimer that we're not pushing investments or anything like that in the company. The brief introduction to Poly 4, which is the polyhalite source that we will be mining. I should just give a brief introduction to Sirius Minerals. This mine has been under development for roughly 10 to 12 years, and it's the largest known polyhalite deposit in the world, and it's projected to have over a 100-year supply of polyhalite, and its analysis is essentially 14% K2O, 19% sulfur, 6% magnesium oxide, and 17% calcium oxide. It is a multi-nutrient fertilizer, low in chloride, certified for organic use in Europe, and will be certified here in the U.S. within the next year or two. The Sirius Minerals is currently constructing the polyhalite project, and we won't have bulk product for another 3 years yet. It's over a mile deep in the ground, and will take quite some time to get the deposit all developed. But will be a state-of-the-art mine once it is completed. A significance of the study, there have been some trials on polyhalite over in the past years. The oldest one, probably around 1930, very few polyhalite mines in the world, but there is some in New Mexico and another smaller mine in the UK and other sources around the world. Another reason is basically there have been huge discoveries of large deposits of MOP, myriad of potash around the world, particularly in Canada and Russia, and then its commercialization. This deposit of polyhalite is in the Zechstein area of the North Sea, and the Zechstein is essentially evaporated sea that existed 260 million years ago, and it existed when the continents had not separated yet. So if you're familiar with Pangaea, it was a sea based in the middle of Pangaea before the continent separated. So it's a very old deposit, and over a mile deep, and you will find this deposit all through most of Europe, but in varying quality degrees, and it goes all the way really into Germany. So specific research questions we were asking, what is the influence of different sulfur fertilizers on tomato yield and fruit quality? How do these different sulfur sources affect tomato foliar and fruit nutrient concentrations? What is the interest of sulfur source and rate on post-harvest and soil nutrient parameters? We had two locations in Brazil, both in the Sao Paulo state, and we had two trials at Surquijo and one at Conchal. And we had five treatments arranged in a randomized complete block design with five replications, three locations, as we mentioned. And then the statistical analysis was performed by GenStat, alpha at the 10%, and Fisher's LSD at the 10% significance level. Locations were treated as fixed factors. Treatment structure was our control or check. At Sir Kehoe, both locations, we applied 300 pounds or 300 kilograms per hectare of K2O, and at Conshall, we applied 200 kilograms per hectare of K2O. Sulfur sources, of course, there would be none in the MOP. Polyhalite or poly 4 has, we applied 40 pounds of sulfur with that, and then the remaining K came from MOP. And sulfate of potash plus MOP, again, 40 pounds of sulfur, and SOPM plus MOP, 40 pounds of sulfur, same rates of K. And you'll notice on polyhalite that we also added 36 pounds of calcium and 13 pounds of magnesium, comparing that with the sulfate of potash magnesia, which applied 33 kilograms per hectare of magnesium. And then the single superphosphate plus MOP, which also supplied 40 pounds of calcium and 27 pounds of sulfur. Soil sampling was done before planting at a depth of 20 centimeters, and soil samples were taken from each experimental unit, from each plot. Locations, you'll see the pH was low at all locations. They're very acid soils in Brazil. Conchal was the lowest at 5, and Cerquillos were 5.4 and 5.5. Phosphorus levels were also considered quite low, so we would expect response from phosphorus there. Potassium levels were in the medium category, and this is according to the University of Sao Paulo, Brazil. Calcium and magnesium were both fairly high, so we did not really expect a response from calcium or magnesium. And sulfate sulfur was also fairly low, so you'd expect a response to sulfur sources. The time and method of fertilizer application, 35% of it, of the total K went on pre-plant, 100% of the P at planting or pre-plant, and 20% of the total N went on pre-plant. And these were incorporated to a depth of 20 centimeters. The remaining K and nitrogen were side-dressed as 8 split doses. Cultural practices such as weed and pest and disease control were all made following guidelines at the University of Sao Paulo, Brazil. You can see the fertilizer application, the seeds or the seedlings basically in a flat there before transplanting. Okay. I'll keep moving forward. Crop leaf, or crop growth and leaf sampling, leaves between the third and fourth fruit clusters were collected to determine nutrient concentrations. Harvesting at the half-ripe stage began at approximately 70 days after transplant and continued through 140 days after transplanting. And the grades that were looked at were 1A, which is small fruit, 2A, medium or average fruit, and 3A, which were the large fruit, and then all the unmarketable fruit were weighed as well for a total harvestable yield. And the fruit quality parameters were fruit pH, degrees Brix score, ascorbic acid content, titratable acidity, and fruit firmness. You can see on the yield that total yields were not significantly different for source other than the control. So all sources gave somewhat similar yields, but polyhalite did produce the greatest marketable yield and was significantly higher than the other than the control, but not other than the other sources. I'm going to keep moving, so if you have questions, feel free to ask me. Fruit number was also significantly higher with poly 4 over the control, but and also higher than MOP, muriate of potash, but not significantly higher than the other sulfur sources. And foliar nutrient concentrations, you can see in that the phosphorus concentrations were increased in all of the sulfur and sources, but not with MOP or the control. Potassium sources were all essentially the same, and greater than the control, obviously. Sulfur sources varied slightly, with single superphosphate having the greatest concentration, and poly-4 was the highest concentration, but not significantly different from SSP and the other sources. Fruit nutrient concentrations, just to mention the dashes in here do not mean that the data wasn't collected. They just decided to leave that out because there were no significant differences between those. So on nitrogen, concentrations were all what was lowest in the MOP and sulfate of magnesia, but not significant differences other than that. Okay. Fruit quality parameters, the titratable acidity was the only one that showed some significant differences. And polyhalite showed the lowest titratable acidity, which is considered a plus, as I understand it, in tomato production. So, it was significantly different than single super phosphate, but not significantly different from MOP or SOP or SOPM. Changes to soil fertility. You can see that it decreased pH, or pH decreased at all three locations. Soil phosphorus levels increased pretty dramatically at all three locations, which you would kind of expect. There were some differences in calcium, decreases in calcium, and sulfur, due to the sulfur applications in the products, increased quite substantially for the different sulfur sources. Changes in soil test K. I'm sorry. I'm going to get through the conclusions quick.
Time is over, so we have to move on. Sorry.